This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The Alaska State Legislature yesterday adjourned a special session called by Governor Bill Walker, then started a special session of their own in a move to get around legal issues over lawmakers moving the session to Anchorage. They didn't vote on any of the items on the governor's agenda and have set aside Medicaid expansion entirely. Six members of the Alaska House majority wrote to Speaker Mike Chenault saying they do not intend to vote to dip into the permanent fund earnings reserve to help balance the state budget. That had been seen as an option if the majority and minority continue to disagree on tapping the constitutional budget reserve fund. The Fulbright Scholar Program has tapped Homer's Dr. Linda Chamberlain to lecture in an international forum on Arctic issues. Chamberlain is the founder of the Alaska Family Violence Prevention Project. KBBI's Quentin Chandler has more.
16 researchers from the United States, Canada, Finland, Denmark, Iceland, Norway, Russia, and Sweden will participate in the Fulbright Arctic Initiative. The group will meet in three countries for three different seminars throughout the space of a year. They will all split into teams to research developments in one of four specific areas: health, water, energy, and infrastructure. Individuals will also make international trips for their areas of study.
We work into, cross disciplines to find the common ground of different issues. For example, the fact that our climate up here is warming at twice the rate as the rest of the world, and how does that affect communities relative to family wellness and health and sustainability?
Dr. Linda Chamberlain's work falls under health. She will contribute by sharing her 20-plus years' experience studying ACEs, or Adverse Childhood Experiences. She says, simply put, ACEs are examples of childhood trauma.
The original research on ACEs looked at all forms of child maltreatment, really, so sexual, physical, and emotional. It also looked at neglect.
She says ACEs also stem from household dysfunction caused by substance abuse, mental illness, domestic violence, divorce, child abandonment, and a litany of other issues. The other side of her work is building community resilience.
What can we, do to keep those tough times during childhood from affecting brain development and a child's school performance and the long-term health effects that we know can happen with this?
But how does the other researchers' work impact understanding ACEs in the Arctic and vice versa? Chamberlain explains it like this. Problems in households that negatively impact children can be triggered or worsened by outside stressors. Take climate change, for example.
That is affecting subsistence living. It affects the fish. It affects the fishing, our lifestyles, families' economic welfare. And so then you have another layer of pressure on a family or a community that may already be struggling with these issues.
And Chamberlain will in turn be a voice that pushes to understand what effect ACEs can have on the issues her fellow researchers are studying. Chamberlain expects the opportunity to learn from her Fulbright colleagues will be priceless.
Communities like Homer are working to become trauma-informed. I think we've learned a lot from some communities elsewhere that are doing a lot of work around that, and now we have an opportunity to learn from communities who live like we do in northern, in the circumpolar world.
The researchers met for the first time for a program orientation this week in Iqaluit, in the Canadian territory of Nunavut. Through the next year, they will conduct their research at home as well as travel to institutions located in the home countries of the initiative's participants. Chamberlain will visit Finland in June to give a presentation on ACEs, and from there, she'll travel to a research center in Nova Scotia that studies community resilience.
Then I'll be back home laying out what my research plan will be, and I'll be spending the spring, probably April and May, in Finland doing my research, but I'll also be returning there in February.
Once all the team's research is complete and the results analyzed, the initiative will culminate in a final meeting next year in Washington, D.C., where the scholars will compile their findings. Chamberlain plans to share the end result of her research online. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.